Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, triple-digit heat and pollution in the skies making for a dangerous situation for people with breathing issues. Good afternoon, I'm Ann Makovic, and our top story is that climbing heat. Let's get right over to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. How hot is it getting?
Oh, it depends on where you live, Ann. I mean, 107 over in Fairfield. Today is not the best day to be outside for a multitude of reasons, actually. Now, it's a little hazy as we take a look out right now, and that's due to our air quality. Smoke has just been billowing up in the upper level atmosphere, impacting a lot of the Bay Area. I mean, we're sitting in that moderate to unhealthy section right now. It looks like that's the trend for us as we wrap up today. And to add to that, it has been hot. Now, a high pressure ridged its way into the north state. It's still impacting us, and it's continuing to heat up off in those east inland hills from Concord all the way down south into Pleasanton, even up into Napa and Sonoma County. Today, we are dealing with daytime highs all the way into the triple digits, anywhere from Pleasanton off into Antioch, 107 in Fairfield, like I just mentioned. But if you do need a break from the heat, head out to the coast. And if you can't do that, just try staying indoors today. Enjoy that AC that you spend so much money on. I mean, it is a hot one for us this afternoon. If possible, if you do need to go outdoors, just make sure you're wearing sunscreen or hydrating properly. We'll talk more about this heat coming up in a bit and how long it's going to last in just a little. But for now, back to you.
All right. There's always this strategy. If you're looking to beat the heat, go to the beach. This was the scene from earlier today at Ocean Beach in San Francisco. Some surfers getting an early start out there. Those Bay Area microclimates are going to be in full effect. As Jessica just mentioned, temps in the 70s in the city and over 100 in the East Bay. And today is a spare the air day in the Bay Area. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District says this poor air quality is caused by smoke from a complex of fires burning far away in Humboldt and Trinity counties and then combined with our pollution. Contra Costa County opening cooling centers to help protect people from the heat. There are sites in Brentwood, Martinez, and Richmond at the County Employment and Human Services Department. If you do make your way to one of these cooling centers, be prepared to comply with COVID protocols.
Certainly, there's going to be consideration regarding, social distancing, and everyone who does come to our cooling centers is required to wear a mask. That's because they are designated cooling centers, and that's the health guidance that we have, is that we want everybody to be able to wear their masks in order to be able to keep safe and healthy as possible.
There's also a cooling center at the Brentwood Community Center. That site open until 6 o'clock tonight. These hot, dry conditions also raising wildfire concerns. Check out what it looks like in Dublin today after the Eden Fire scorched about 60 acres last night. Cal Fire was on scene today mopping up. It threatened homes in Dublin and Castro Valley. This is near 580 and Eden Canyon Road. Thankfully, the flames did not reach those nearby homes. Firefighters say it all started with a vehicle fire. Good news out of Oakland this afternoon as a missing teenage girl is found safe. Police were looking for 14-year-old Natalia Perez Rivera. She was last seen Friday morning in the Fairfax District. Police did not say where she was found, but they said that she is safe. In a totally unrelated incident, Oakland police still looking for 13-year-old Daisy Lancaster. She was last seen at 3:30 p.m. Saturday at an extended stay hotel in Alameda. She is 4'8". She was wearing black shorts and a black Nike t-shirt. The federal government says there are 442,000 monkeypox vaccine doses available for local health departments, and that is ahead of schedule thanks to the federal government's new vaccine strategy, which allows providers to give doses that are one-fifth the size of previous doses. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID. Her spokesperson says she has mild symptoms right now. She's in South Carolina with President Biden. The president is going to return to Washington later today, but Dr. Biden will stay isolated in South Carolina until she has two negative tests. The UK, the first country to approve a new updated Moderna COVID vaccine. That vaccine will target both the original coronavirus and the Omicron variant first detected in November. British regulators said in a statement, UK regulators said an analysis shows the updated Moderna booster also induced a good immune response against the BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants. A significant milestone for people with hearing loss. Hearing aids are going to be available over the counter very soon, starting in October. People over the age of 18 with mild to moderate hearing impairment can buy hearing aids from stores or online for less money. The FDA just finalized a rule to make it happen, and it is a big deal. Health experts say hearing loss is extremely common, but insurance doesn't always cover hearing aids, and they cost a lot of money, sometimes upwards of thousands of dollars for a pair. In just about a half an hour, President Biden is going to be signing the Inflation Reduction Act. It is the largest climate change legislation in U.S. history. $369 billion. We're talking clean energy programs, including tax credits for those who buy electric cars or make energy efficient upgrades at home. There's more than $300 billion to pay down the deficit. Plus, it gives Medicare power to lower or to negotiate rather lower prescription drug prices to help pay for all of it. The bill includes a 15% tax on major corporations. Let's see how Wall Street is responding this afternoon. Looking good. Dow is up about 187 points. Two big retailers reported good earnings numbers today. Walmart and Home Depot reporting stronger than expected profits during the second quarter. Walmart says it saw an increase in shoppers with higher incomes who were trying to save money. Home Depot sales also rose in the second quarter. That increase driven by demand for home improvement supplies. Here in the Bay Area, Apple has finalized its return to work plans. According to Bloomberg, the tech giant says staff will be expected in the office at least 3 days a week starting September 5th. New policy is going to take effect in Silicon Valley and then spread to other offices. The announcement marks the start of Apple's much-delayed hybrid work model that was first announced in June 2021. A hotel in Sonoma County has gone through a massive renovation after it was used as a homeless shelter during the pandemic. But as KPIX5's Andrea Nakano reports, the owners are facing new challenges as they try to reopen to the public.
Very, very hesitant in wanting to go that direction, but it was one of the only ways possible to make it through that time.
Nick Desai Jr. is the GM and part owner of the Holiday Inn in Windsor. He saw occupancy rates fall below 10% after the pandemic began. Not only did he face the possibility of huge financial losses, he knew he would have to lay off employees. The family then took an unconventional step to keep the business going.
For us, we know we did a good thing for the community. We know we did a good thing for ourselves and our staff. We kept us afloat and in a way where we're able to reopen this facility to a hotel to the public again.
Roughly half of the 100 rooms were rented to those that were unhoused during the pandemic. Once the contract ended with the county, the next hurdle appeared.
Within 6 weeks, we, you know, turned around this entire place to become a hotel and restaurant and bar again.
Everything in the hotel was steam cleaned, mattresses, bedding, and carpets were replaced. Numerous inspections were done before opening to the public again.
Was there kind of a fear on the back end of how people would perceive this property?
There was, and there still is.
It was a risk Desai Jr. was willing to take, knowing it would take time to change some people's perceptions. He says if the opportunity presented itself again, he would make the same decision, knowing that he was able to help some of the most vulnerable people in the community during the pandemic.
Yes, there are people, you know, who are going to take it for granted, but a majority of them, they were working individuals who just could not afford housing in this area.
In Windsor, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.